Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches his people about life in the kingdom of God.
Have you ever had a nervous breakdown? Maybe not a full-blown clinical crisis to where you're hospitalized, but isn't it true that all of us are susceptible to being overwhelmed when the stresses of life become too much for us? What can you do when that happens? And more importantly, what can you do to prevent it from happening? One crucial answer lies in something as simple as the words we use to describe the problem.
A dear friend of mine came to me this past week with some news. He wanted to talk to me about the stress that he was facing in his ministry. He said, "Daryl, it's gotten so bad, I literally cannot handle it." He told me, I can't even function in my job anymore. I can't do anything. In a field where he has worked all his career and has a lot of expertise, he can't even just do basic things, even to the point where he said, "It'll be a miracle of providence if I don't lose my job." He says, I'll spend 12 hours on a project and get 2 hours worth of work done. This is a very strong, very solid believer, mature Christian, whom I've known for years. He's not overly emotional type at all. Very solid man. And yet, the whole time he was telling me this, it's almost on the verge of tears, it seemed. A couple days before that, Tracy got a call from the wife of another close friend of mine. And this woman asked Tracy to ask me to call her husband and try and help him, try and encourage him, because he's so overcome with stress in his ministry that he doesn't know how to handle it. Both men ended up resigning from their ministries this past week at church. Our culture has tried to define that sort of thing as a mental disorder so that psychologists can bill the insurance companies for the counseling. But we all know that it's not a mental disorder. We all of us know that stress, if there's enough of it, can push even the strongest, most mentally sound, healthy person to the breaking point. It's not a mental disease. It's not a nervous breakdown. It is the natural result of anxiety in the human heart. Jesus described it in Matthew 13 as being like a plant that's getting choked out by weeds. You know, the world calls it a mental breakdown. Whenever they come up with a term in psychology, it always is misleading. It never helps you understand what nervous breakdown, nerves just don't break down. That's not the problem. It's not something inside you breaking down. Scriptural terminology is so much more helpful. It is a choking. The choking that happens, specifically the ministry of the Word of God being choked out. The reason one Christian can handle tremendous stress and remain strong and even joyful, and another Christian finds himself crushed under the weight of stress, is not because something broke down inside that second person. It's because the source of that second person's strength got choked out. When stress and anxiety manage to crowd the ministry of God's Word out of your heart, then the effect, it's going to have a choking effect on your spiritual life. You know, you're still reading your Bible, you're still going to church, you're still listening to sermons, you're still memorizing Scripture, you're doing all that you can do to expose yourself to the ministry of the influence of God's Word, but it's not working. It's not having its effect. It's getting choked out by the anxieties and the stresses and the worries of your life, so it doesn't have its normal strengthening, life-giving effect. That's why the exact same Word of God is flourishing in the heart of the soil of somebody else's heart, but getting choked out in the soil of your heart because of the weeds of anxiety. And that's a terrifying thing to experience. If you ever experience that, even though you know it's happening, you feel powerless to do anything about it. God's Word just doesn't help. And the more the life is choked out of you, the less energy you have for seeking God in His Word, and so the less effort you put into it, and so the less life you get, and the less energy you have, and it's just a vicious downward cycle. As I said last week, anxiety is deadly. It's lethal. And so our compassionate Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, takes time in the Sermon on the Mount to teach us how to deal with stress.
Give a little thought to the difference between the world's terminology and God's. The world says the problem is nervous breakdown. That terminology implies you have pressure, and that pressure is too much and eventually breaks you down. If that's what's happening, what's the solution? There is no solution. There will always be pressure in life, and so you're just doomed to get broken down by it. Best you can do is maybe take some drugs and dull the intensity of the pressure you feel, but that also dulls your ability to have good emotions like joy and hope, so that's not a good long-term solution. But consider God's way of describing the problem. It's not a breakdown. It's a choking out. That's the way He describes it in the parable of the soils. The anxieties of life choke out the work of God's Word in your life. Take a moment to consider the implications of that. If that's the problem, then there is a solution. Are there any anxieties in your life that are choking out the ministry of the Word in your heart right now? You're not getting that nourishing, renewal, refreshment, strengthening, and hope that should be coming into your life through the Scriptures because some anxiety or another is taking up all the space in your thinking. If you're caught in that vicious cycle where your spiritual life is choked out so you have less appetite for seeking God, and you spend less time in Scripture, prayer, and fellowship, and that chokes your spiritual life even more, if you're caught up in that cycle now, the only way to break out of it is to discipline yourself to seek more of God than you have the appetite for. You can't trust your appetites, so you have to push yourself to seek hard after God even though you don't feel like it, and even though it doesn't seem like it's going to work. Make a plan right now. What steps are you going to take to start seeking harder after God?
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series, your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowdfunded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.